The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Come on, say, turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing on the floor. Turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing. We've got it all to come
Welcome to Beyond the Veil, a ministry of Dayspring Chapel. Arise, shine, and excel. Located at 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. As Luke chapter 1, verse 78 and 79 tells us, according to the tender mercy of our God, whereby the Dayspring from on high has visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the path of peace. Now, let's listen in to today's message from Pastor David Oluwadara.
There's a picture that I'm going to paint for you here. When your lawyer has pleaded and pleaded for you, and you are still not cleared, you are still not released, then your lawyer goes haywire and says, you know what, your honor, whatever my client has done, put it on me, I will pay it. Amen. Let me say that again. Those he died for, those he paid for, he prayed for. When your lawyer has pleaded and pleaded and pleaded for you, and you are still not cleared, you are not released, then your lawyer goes haywire and says, you know what, your honor, whatever my client has done, put it on me, I will pay it. That's what Jesus did for us. This is what he did for us on the cross. He did not just pray for you, he paid for you. Amen. Jesus did not just pray for you, he paid for you. His heart of compassion prayed for your mercy, and his hand of love paid for your sin. His heart of compassion prayed for your mercy, and his hand of love paid for your sin. His intercession, which preceded our salvation, proceeds, continues with our salvation. Amen. Let me say that again. His intercession, which preceded our salvation, proceeds, continues with our salvation, as the Holy Spirit says that in that Hebrews chapter 7, verses 24 to 25, but he, because he continues forever, because he does not die, he has an unchangeable priesthood, therefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost, those who come to God through him, since he always lives to pray for them. Amen. His intercession, which preceded our salvation, proceeds with our salvation. He didn't stop with our salvation, but just continued with our salvation. And because he prays for us, because he intercedes for us, he is able to save us to the uttermost. This ministry of intercession is so important. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters. This ministry of intercession, this ministry of praying for others, especially praying for those who are not saved, praying for those who are not saved, praying for your family members who are not saved, praying for your children who are not saved, praying for your brothers and sisters who are not saved, praying for your co-workers that are not saved, praying for your neighbors that are not saved, yet praying for your friends that are not saved, praying for even those that you do not know that are not saved, is so important. This ministry of intercession is so important and necessary that even though Jesus prayed and paid for our salvation, he continues to pray for the sustenance of it. Amen. Now, what does that mean? The one who paid for your redemption isn't leaving you to yourself to carry on by yourself. The one who paid for your redemption isn't leaving you to yourself to carry on alone. No, he continues to root for you. He continues to support you. He continues to root for you. It's divine wisdom that will do that. It's only wisdom that will do that. How will you pay so much for something? You know, you pay so much for something, then you leave it alone. You don't watch over it. Does that make sense? If you have paid so much for something, you have labored so hard for something, and that thing has come true, won't you watch over it? Won't you guard over it? Won't you make sure that it's protected? Won't you secure it? That's what Jesus is doing for us. It's divine wisdom. Divine wisdom for God to protect and secure is unquantifiable investment in the salvation of your soul. Therefore, Jesus continues to intercede for you. His incessant, unceasing, and untiring ministry of intercession. By that, Jesus is able to take you to the utmost plan of God for your life. And he will do it in Jesus' name. Let me say that again. By his incessant, unceasing, and untiring ministry of intercession, Jesus is able to take you to the utmost plan of God for your life. And he will in Jesus' name. Amen. So you are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. He will paid with his life. He paid with his blood for your salvation. He will sustain that salvation. He will make sure that that salvation stands, that you are standing. And he has committed himself to that through the ministry of intercession. He continues to root out for you. He continues to support you. He continues to invest in you. Amen. I mean, you have paid the greatest amount. You have invested the greatest thing. What else will he not invest? What else will he not invest? He said, if he has given us his son Jesus Christ, what else will he not also with him give us freely? Amen. The heart, hand, and honor of an intercessor. Again, we say the highest form of intercession is for the salvation of souls. And it comes with the greatest rewards. It comes with the greatest rewards. Now listen again to what the Holy Spirit wants to underscore, highlight, clarify, and amplify for us to see, hear, and understand them so that we can apply it in our lives. Those he died for, he had prayed for, we said. Those we pray for, we can preach to. Those he died for, he had prayed for them. The prayer came before his dying for them. So it also applies to all that those we pray for, we can preach to. His prayer went before his preaching or his death. Amen. So for us also, those we pray for, we can preach to. When we pray for them, we are better prepared to preach to them, and they are better prepared to receive our message. When we pray for them, we are better prepared to preach to them, and they are better prepared to receive our message. Also, his sacrifice in prayer prepared him for a greater sacrifice in death. We said that his sacrifice in prayer prepared him for a greater sacrifice in death. Our sacrifice in prayer in the closet will prepare us for a greater sacrifice of preaching in the city space. Amen. Our sacrifice in prayer in the closet, will prepare us for a greater sacrifice of preaching in the city space. How many people say, oh yeah, we are praying. Oh yes, we are praying. Oh yes, we are praying. They pray, but they don't go out. Oh, those who go out, that's the greatest sacrifice. Amen. It's a whole big deal to go out. It's spiritual to go out. It's physical to go out. It's emotional to go out. It takes everything out of you. It takes your physical, it takes your emotion. It takes your strength. It takes everything for you to go out. But you can just say, oh, I'm praying. So it's a greater sacrifice to actually go out. So if you have sacrificed in the closet, you will be able to go out in the city space. Amen. If you have prayed in the closet, you can preach in the city. Prayerful preparation, intercessory prayer, precedes effective evangelism. Jesus himself demonstrated this in many ways. Remember, Jesus himself demonstrated this in many ways. He prayed and fasted in the wilderness before his public preaching in the cities. You remember that? Jesus himself, he prayed and fasted. Not just for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. He prayed and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness before he came back to the city to preach. And when he came back to the city, the scripture says he returned to the city with power. Again, Jesus demonstrated this in his own life. He demonstrated it to us in his own life. He will wake up very early in the morning before the dawn of the day to pray, to intercede ahead of the day's ministry. Before he will go out to minister, he will wake up very early in the day. Before the dawning of the day, he will wake up and pray ahead of the ministry. Ahead of the ministry of that day. What of John the Baptist? What of John the Baptist? What was he doing in the wilderness before he's showing forth to Israel? What was he doing in the wilderness? Was he just sleeping and thinking and waking up and just, what was he doing? He was praying. He was interceding. He was preparing the way of the Lord. He was praying for the heart of the people. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare your heart. He was, speaking to God, praying for their heart to prepare them for the Lord. He was interceding for them. Amen. Ahead of time. We're talking about the heart, hand, and honor of an intercessor. The highest form of intercession is for the salvation of souls. And it comes with the greatest what? Rewards. It comes with the greatest rewards. I want you to listen to what the Holy Spirit wants to underscore, what the Holy Spirit wants to highlight, what the Holy Spirit wants to clarify and amplify for us to see, so that we can see, hear, and understand in this main scripture text. Matthew 9, 35 to 38, chapter 10, 1 to 6, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 18 to 21. First thing first. Now, if we read through Matthew 9, 35 to 38, and chapter 10, 1 to 6, and 2 Corinthians 5, 18 to 21, I want to ask you a question. Does every Christian have at least a ministry? Does every Christian have at least a ministry? The ministry of reconciliation. So we see that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the ministry of reconciliation. So if somebody asks you, do you have a ministry? What will you say to them? Yes, I have a ministry.
We hope you have been blessed by today's broadcast. Come worship with us at Dayspring Chapel, located at 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. Again, that's 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. Sunday worship is at 1 p.m., Bible study and prayers on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. You may contact Pastor David for prayers or counseling at 857-266-0778. Again, that's 857-266-0778. Until tomorrow at this same time, Monday through Friday, arise, shine, and excel.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.